Baba Basra Daf Samachei Amud Beis. Hare Kulam, so all these uses that were mentioned in the Mishnah, and they are designated specifically for this house, Mechurin, they're sold with the house. Gemara. Gemara has a question. Shall we say that our Mishnah that holds that a machteshes, this press that is movable, is not included in the sale of the house, does not follow the Rav Meir? Because if it goes like the view of Rav Meir or Omar, but Rav Meir says in the Braisa later on, quoted in the Chesamut Beis, Mo Chares HaKerem, if he sells his orchard, and he didn't specify which items are that are in the orchard are included in the sale. Mochar tashmishi keren, then he sold with it the uses of the keren, for example, those sticks on which you place the vines on in order to keep them erect. And it's just like, according to his view, the uses of the orchard are included with the sale of the orchard. Likewise, the uses of the house are included in the sale of the house. So it comes out that our Mishnah that holds that the uses of the house are not included in the sale does not go like Rav Meir. Answer the Gemara, no. Afilu teima, even you're going to say Rav Meir, it's still not a problem, because of Hosom in the Braise, it's talking with regards to the use of the orchards. Rav Meir holds that they too are included in the sale of the orchard, because they are permanent in the orchard and you never move them from their places. But Hocha, but in our Mishnah, is talking about a press that loikvi, that is not permanent in the property. So sometimes the owners would lend it out to other people. So the mayor also agrees that that's not included in the sale of the house. So the Gemara asks, how could we possibly say that Mishnah goes to the mayor? And because we just explained that even according to him, this is not included in the sale because it's not permanent in the forever. But we learn in our Mishnah that even a key is not included in the sale of the house. And since we learned before this that if you sell the door, that you sold the door but you did not sell the key, so we have to say that mafteach dumi l'dalos ketoni, that this din, the halacha of the key, is written in a situation which is similar to the door. Ma delas de kviya, just like by the din, you're selling the door. It's talking about a permanent door that you don't move it ever. Af mafteyach, also the key, is talking about a key, a wooden key, the kviya, that is permanent in its place and you never move it. Similar to the key of the people of the villages. For if the halacha of our Mishnah was said with regards to a key that is not permanent, so then the Mishnah doesn't need to distinguish between, make a distinction between a door that because of its permanence is included in the sale of the house, to a key that is movable which is not included in the sale of the house. It could have just say the difference between the key itself, and to make a difference between a key that is permanent to a key that is not permanent. For the fact that the Mishnah did not make this distinction, so that means, that tells us, and it's mashma, that it's talking about even about a key which is permanent in the door. And still it's not included in the sale of the house, because since it's easy and it's comfortable to move it. So it comes out that our Mishnah is not like Rav Meir, who holds that something which is permanent is included in the sale. Ela machmarta, but rather it's obvious, it's clear, and we have to say from this din of Mateach, the masnisin like Rav Meir, that our Mishnah does not go according to Rav Meir. Now the Gemara brings down a braisa in which there's a disagreement, what's included in the sale of the house. Tana Rabbanu, we learn the braisa. Is one who sells a house, and he didn't specify which of the uses of the house or the vessels, things of that are used in the house, are included in the sale. So we say mocharas hadelas, he sells with the house the door which is permanent, vesa neger, and it's the lock of the door which is permanent in the door of the house, ve'es hamanu, and the lock which is set in the door. The neger is like the stick that is a movable from place to place, and the manu looks like a regular lock. Avaloi esem avteich, but he didn't sell the key, because sometimes they move it because of its very light, because it's light. But what happens? Mochar es hamachtesh lechakuka. If he sells a press that is been engraved into a stone after they put it into the wall, avaloi es hakvua. But a press which is only which has been engraved while it's moving, and only afterwards you put it into the ground, or in other words, it first was a movable object and then you connect it to the ground. Or likewise, if he mochar or it's struggle, if he sells the round piece of wood on which you place the stones of the mill, because that's permanent in its place, it doesn't move. Avaloi es hakeles, but not the vessels that is on top of the mill in which you give the grain in order to grind it, because that is immovable. Likewise, loy es hatanur, veloy es hakiraim, loy es rechaim, not the different kinds, the oven and the kiraim, and not the rechaim, the mill, because they're movables. Rabbi Lezer says, anything that's connected to the ground is like the ground, and therefore, even a machtesh is a press that was first engraved while it was movable, and then later on they put it permanently in the ground. The din is like something which is connected to the ground that is included in the sale of the house. So now the Braisa adds that whether according to the opinion of the Chachamim, whether according to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, Bizman Sha'omar Loi, at the time that he says to him, the seller says, Hu v'chol ma shebetoichai, that it, the house, and everything that's in the house, harekulam, all of them, meaning also the ones that are movables, mechur and are sold. But benkach, whether he said it and everything that's in it, and when it doesn't say, Loi bochar, he still didn't sell together with the house, Loya Saboyer, not the pit that was dug in the house, Loya Sadus, and not the dus, that's a different kind of a pit which walls are covered with stone, Veloya Sayitziah, not this Yitziah, which is a small structure which is in the side of the house, because they are not included in the part of the house, but they are structures independent by themselves. Now that we learned the Machlokes Chachamim Rabbi Lezer with regards to halacha, which is called Tolush L'Bsev Chikri L'Karka, it was separate, detached, and then later on you connected it to the ground. If it is like the ground with regards to the sale of the house, so the Gemara brings a similar situation with regards to a vessel that was connected to the ground, whether it disqualifies the water that's in it because of Mayim She'uvim. And we're going to see whether it depends on our halachim. Tanan Rabbanan, we learned in Tosefta Mikvos Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph that tzinor is a pipe that brings water to the mikveh, which was made in a way shechakokoi, that you first engraved it, like you took a piece of wood or with a stone and you made it into a keli, v'lebasoiv kovoi, and then you go ahead and you set it into the ground and you bring water through it for the mikveh. So we say poislas a mikveh, that will disqualify the mikveh, to say that the water that comes from this pipe to the mikveh will disqualify it, because since even after the pipe is placed in the karka, it does not become nullified from it the name of a keli that was on him from the time that you engraved it, and the water that passed through it became Mayim She'uvim, and Mayim She'uvim disqualified the mikveh with gimelugim. But if bitchila, if the beginning is kavoy, he set it in the ground, then he engraved the hole in a person's mikveh. So then, doesn't disqualify, meaning that the water that comes from this pipe to the mikveh do not disqualify it with the three lugin, because since while it was detached, it had no name of a keli. And the engraving, making a keli is after it's connected to the ground, that's similar to making a hole in the ground, which is not a keli. Mara asks, Mani, like whose view was this Tishtefta learned? That by connecting the pipe to the ground, he does not make it like the ground and takes away from it the name from the keli. But this is not Loi Rabbi Loza V'Le Rabbona. It doesn't follow not the view of Rabbi Loza V'Le Rabbona. Now, the one who has the question did not explain on which words of Rabbi Loza V'Le Rabbona he means. So the Gemara brings several places that there is a disagreement of Rabbi Loza V'Le Rabbona in a similar situation. And the Gemara is trying to find out whether from there is proof that Rabbi Loza V'Le and the Rabbona do not hold like this Tisefta. So the Gemara says, hey Rabbi Lezer, from which words of Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbonon do we learn that they don't hold like the Tisefta? In Lema, if we shall say that we learned this from Rabbi Lezer the Bais, Rabbi Lezer the house that we learned in the Braisa before with regards to the sale of the house, that a machtesh is a press that was engraved while it was still moving, and then you placed it in the ground, it's included in the sale of the house because being connected considers it like the karka. So according to this, it turns out that also a pipe that you have engraved while it was still detached, and then you go ahead and connect it to the ground, it has the same halacha like the ground, and it loses the name of a keli, and the water do not disqualify the mikveh because of the shuvim and not like the tzeftim. So the Gemara, no, Dilma, perhaps there is no evidence from the din, from the halacha of selling a bayis to the halacha of mikveh. Why? Because this that we say by the selling of the house that the Rabbi Lezer holds, that a press that you connected to the ground is sold in the ground, hayne taima, the reason is the Rabbi Lezer of Rabbi Lezer is because sovar moicher ba'ayin yofet moicher. He holds that when a person sells with a good eye. And therefore, even though that the name of a vessel is left after it's connected to the ground, but nevertheless, the opinion of the seller is to include it together in the sale of the house, all the things that are connected. The Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon who disagrees, so every day hold, that Moicher Ba'in Ro, Moicher, that's one who sells with a bad eye, and therefore, he does not include in the sale the press, which has in it another name, even after you connect it to the ground. So it comes out that this isn't a reason only by the selling of a house, but by a pipe that you engraved and then you set it. Perhaps Rabbi Lezer will agree that even after being set in the ground, it still remains with the name of a keli, and its water disqualified the mikveh. And the Gemara brings a proof to this from Rabbi Lezer. In other words, the Elo Rabbi Lezer, the Chaver is Dvarim. But the intent of the questioner that we had to ask to prove from Rabbi Lezer is of the din that he learned with regards to the beehives, Chaver is Dvarim, that it does not like this after the Tnam, because learned in the Mishnah Shviz, Perikyut Mishnah Vav, Chaver is Dvarim. A beehive, which is connected to the ground with mortar. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Harik Karka. Rabbi Lezer says that is like property for all matters, and you can acquire it through Kesef Shtar Chazoka, through money, a document, and a Chazoka, as the rule is with all Karka. And also the metalpin can be bought the Kein Agav. And also Koysu Nala Prusbo, and you can write on it a Prusbo. In other words, Hillel's instituted that a lender who wants that his loan should not become a slip away from the year of Shemitah that he borrowed before the year of Shemitah, and he's going to lose his money. So he writes a prusbul in which he gives over all his debts to Beis Din to collect it. And in this situation, the Shemitah does not release his debt, and this prusbul is only written if the borrower has property. And Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that even the kaveres, this beehive, is considered to be his property as far as this halacha goes.